Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of May 2018, and this is the 795th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting in a friend's driveway at the moment in his car. In front of me is this fantastic gum tree. It is so tall, and it's one of the ones, I think it's a blue gum, but I'm not actually sure, but it has very beautiful bark, sort of oranges and greys. It's another exquisite day, and I've just ridden my bicycle along the rivulet. Really, you couldn't have wished for a better day to do that little cycle trip. And now I can see my bike behind me in the wing mirror. And I'm about to go to pick up this friend from hospital. So it's just, I'm waiting for him to be discharged so that I don't have to find a parking space when I get down there. So this is the car that I went on my teepee adventure with, and some of you will remember that when I had this car for a couple of weeks and I decided to go on a really proper trip and drove out to very ancient bush and stayed in a teepee, not my teepee, but a teepee that was already there. It was a lovely 3 days. So I feel very fond of this car because it reminds me of that time. This is going to be a bit of a stop and start podcast because I keep needing to look and see if my messages have come through, whether it's time to head off or not. So I'm going to pause a little bit now, but I'll be with you later. It's quite strange having this waiting time, just not knowing quite when I'm being called in. I had thought that I would wait on the rivulet track, and because it was so beautiful, but I actually forgot to bring any writing materials, and perhaps that's a really good thing. I'm giving my arm a rest and I can talk to you. This is a pretty nice place to be sitting as well. I'm overlooking not only this tree but the other side of Knocklofty, and I can sort of see part of where, well, I think I can imagine at least within the trees, part of where my new walking route was taking me. Not quite to the end of it, but round the corner and down. And then if I had wanted to, I could go from there to Mount Wellington, which I can't quite see from here, but it's not so far. This is about a third of the way to Mount Wellington. I'm thinking I might stop sitting in the car and start walking around a little bit. I just, it's getting hotter and I'm not very good at sitting. In fact, I am. I'm going to get out right now and maybe close the car door would be a good idea. And just wander up to the back of the house, the back of the back garden. At one point, this friend used to have chickens in the back garden, and I did a podcast, not a podcast, I mean a Murmurs of Mole about the chicken, one of the chickens. And I can't quite remember what the story was, but the chicken is called Bewsley, or was called Bewsley. It's long since gone, and there's a little sign on the door to the chicken coop that still says Bewsley on it. He hasn't had chickens here for a long time, but the run is still here. It's a beautifully made little coop, made from found materials, and it's got a little glass window in it. And the story about Bewsley, I really can't remember it, so I will post a link with this podcast to that story. It is a bit tricky knowing that I'm not going to be able to see a message while I'm talking to you, because my desire is just to keep chatting. And I really mustn't find I've lost any sense of time. But I'm going to sit on this step for a while. That's much better than sitting in the car. I've just had a message from somebody else, actually, who's told me that the cave is on tonight. I thought maybe it wasn't going to be on in town, and that the person who usually comes, or one of the two, but the one who mostly comes, was not going to be available. But he's just sent me an SMS to tell me that the cave in town is on, and he is in town as well. And so I've got a writing evening tonight, and I'm just wondering how best to protect my arm in the lead up, and what to prepare that is writing related if I can't go the whole hog. But I'm really glad it's on, because I feel as if I've been separated from that work for too many days. I'm going to pause again now and see where I stand. Nope, no news yet, no news yet. It's nice sitting in this garden. There's another really big tree in the back, and I know there are a couple of wallabies who've made their home here as well, so the grass is nicely nibbled down. There's something in the tree. Can't see what it is. It sounds like a wattle bird, but there's something else that hasn't got the right shape. I do hope that you're having a good day today, that you are able to engage with what's most important to you, or who's most important to you. And if you're not actually working or particularly engaged, I hope you can think about or dream about or take a rest from what is most important to you. But that you are consciously engaged with the decision about what you want to do today. I think I'm going to stop now, and I might upload this, which it would be lovely to have this uploaded on this very warm morning. It's going to be 20 today, and there's no clouds today, so it will be hot. I mean hot for this time of year. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And also thank those of you who sent me those lovely birthday messages. Thank you very, very much for those as well. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.